you for this show every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and it follows Classical Discoveries, which airs between 5:30 and 11. Thank you so much for joining me. Today we are being joined by the Serbian composer Aleksandar Vrbelov, and I want to thank you once again, Aleksandar, for coming and joining me today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's great to have you here. And what I thought it would be, what I'd like to hear now and go right to this, an incredibly powerful piece of music and a major work which we will hear in its entirety. This is Hold Me, Neighbor, in This Storm. The work dates from 2007 and will be performed by the Kronos Quartet. Now, what is the significance of the title, and what are some of the sounds in this work we will hear?
The piece was written for Kronos Quartet after we discussed that huge question of identity. That's, you know, it's a huge question for everybody. And we talked about the region I come from, and you mentioned intensity earlier in describing one of the pieces. And yes, that intensity definitely is a part, a big part of how the music that I write sounds. And so in a way, we went into that intensity and said, okay, so let's see what it really is and where it comes from. And where it comes from is the fact that there have been so many difficult things going on, and so this is reality. But then there are our hopes and our beliefs, and they are very much contradicting what's going on. And sometimes I think that the friction between those two totally opposite things actually creates that kind of intensity in our personalities, and then also in what we do. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do a piece that would have the music from the parts of the country that were in constant disagreement. But interestingly, all those musics, to say that
there's a similarity.
They're very similar. Yeah. And also you would very often hear different ethnic groups sing the music of the ethnic group that they would consider their enemy. So in Hold Me, Neighbor, basically, I tried to bring them all together. And I also tried to bring together the sounds that usually you would not hear together that much, which is the calls to prayer and excerpts from Islamic and Serbian Orthodox religious services and religious music. And I also used two ethnic instruments. One is gusle, which is one stringed instrument that the first violinist plays in the piece. And the other one is the tapan, which is the double-sided low drum, which is played in the by the second violinist. And I'm also using one violin, scordatura violin, which means the strings are tuned in ways that are not regular. And this is to create an easier way to create constant dissonance and seconds and sevenths at the very beginning of the piece.
Well, we're going to hear it now. This is the Kronos Quartet, and we hear Now Hold Me, Neighbor, in This Storm by my guest, Aleksandar Vrbelov. Thank you.
Poželela. Thank you.
music by my guest, Alexandra Vrabelov, and you were listening to Hold Me, Neighbor in This Storm. Featured was the Kronos Quartet, a non-such compact disc. Well, I am joined by Alexandra Vrabelov, and we're down to just a little over a half hour. And again, it's great to have you here. And I thought what we would talk briefly is about the subject of contemporary music in Serbia. Is it supported? And if so, how? What's the general?
Well, it is supported as much as other things in the arts are supported, which means that at this point after the war, when the country is economically not at its best shape, music and other arts are not getting a lot of support. But still, in comparison to the States, it's much more than we get it here. So whatever is happening there, for instance, if you have an ensemble there, usually that ensemble is founded by some institution that's state-supported. Mm-hmm. Or if you get a commission, the commission is from an institution that's getting the money from the state or the local government budget, whatever the... but it's always the money that's coming from the budget and from the taxes. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it's very... it's nice to have that freedom to just do whatever you want to do, not being responsible to a person or the place that's giving you the money directly, It's not existing there. But on the other hand, my experience here, I think this system also, as much as it's hard, it's very hard. But in a way, the comparison between working there and working here. Here, composers really compose because they have to survive. And my feeling from life over there is that nobody's pushed to do anything. You don't have to compose to survive. So it's a completely mm-hmm. different the quality, the yeah. urgency that I feel mm. here. I don't feel it.
You know, but the thing that's interesting too is that I know here in this country. Most composers I know, in fact, just about all of them I know, do need to have secondary incomes. This is almost composers, that's their, what they'd like to do full-time, but unfortunately they don't always have the opportunity. In fact, I know composers who work in an office, you know, so I think it's just a very difficult type of profession in general, unless you're like one of the top few, you know. And, It's hard, and I know that there are many, many composers that are out there, but I just feel that the outlets that are needed more so. And you get into another topic too, which I mean with all the subjects here which we're talking about now, in terms of having an outlet to have your music heard, I think the most obvious is on hearing music on the radio or on the internet, you know. And with the internet, it is much better than it is. But of course, people can't listen to the internet always when they're driving, you know. And this can be a wonderful outlet, more so in this country. And I think there's a very weak support in general of new music on FM radio stations. Very weak. Radio stations are, and one token doesn't do it, in my opinion.
Well, the situation is very similar over there. Yeah. I think it's just a point in time where we are, where a lot of the expansion of all different kinds of media, I have to get used to it and readjust and see what really mm-hmm. works, because mm-hmm. the audiences are different. I think yeah. the young audiences are not that much into classical radio.
Yeah, I think too, that's a good point. That's a very good point, because is classical radio the right term to be used? I mean, I think right now there are other stations, due to the type of material that's being written, that could be formed. I mean, I think we're too label oriented. What's this? Is this this? Is this this? Is this this? And I think there's a wealth of music that it's not classical, it's not pop, it's not new age. It's something totally unique. And this is the type of music that a tremendous amount of composers I feel are writing right now. And it's a type of music that has its classical, let's say, bass to a degree. It also is pop based. It's also jazz. It's all everything. And this is the kind of music I think that young people could consider, quote, their music as well as the pop stuff they listen to. But that's another, that's kind of a thing which will hopefully would happen someday, and I could go on and on with that. And hopefully it will. But now let's go on more back to you, Alexandra. You have an exciting opera coming up.
Well, the opera, I just finished it 2 months ago, and this is my very first opera, which is an experience in itself to
I'm
go
sure,
through,
sure.
through such a huge work and keep focus for such a long time. The premiere is coming up in October, and this is a piece. It's an opera about Mileva Einstein, the first wife of Albert Einstein, who was Serbian, and she was from my hometown. And in my hometown, Novi Sad, they're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the National Theater, so the piece is commissioned for that occasion. And this is one of those state money commissions,
support, yeah.
which is so interesting, because I got that incredible opportunity to write a piece that's full length opera for the entire orchestra, where they also asked me even to use the chorus because it's the celebration of the
how
national.
How long is the
it's,
work?
It's 2 hours.
That is a major work.
It's two acts. Yeah, it's in two acts, which will be about 2 hours. So basically, I was encouraged to use everybody, because everybody is receiving a paycheck from the opera and they should take part in it. So it's an incredible, I think, a tiny piece from the past, the way the whole the way the it was handled by the theater, and I feel that I really tapped into the 19th century arrangement, and it makes it extremely exciting, because it's very hard to get an opera produced, even if one has it written already.
Gosh, I wish I could hear that.
I mean, that
sounds like,
well,
such a based on your music in Nuri.
The story is very interesting. I didn't go much into Einstein's side of it, but Mileva's story was interesting, because she was that super intelligent young woman who left Serbia in the 19th century to go to study in Switzerland, and she met him there, and her high aspirations and her love for science also made her a good partner for him. Mm-hmm. But then after the marriage, things were just not that great. And that's a question that's much larger. It's again a question of how culturally we deal with all kinds of differences that there are. And they were very different, coming from different places, geographically coming from different religions. So it was a great big topic for me to really.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you'll be going there for the rehearsals.
I will be going there in October for rehearsals and the premiere. But we can actually hear a part of it, because I was asked while I was working on the piece. I was asked by Kronos Quartet to arrange one section of it, and I did arrange an aria. It's the very last, it's the finale of the piece, where Mileva has her aria, and this is on Goethe's text from his poem, which is called Urworte, or which is the Ur song. So excerpts from that poem, but that basically says, "Well, you can only be who you are. You cannot really escape it." It's one of the texts that's in German, but opera also has the libretto is written in Serbian English and German. And in this excerpt that we are going to hear, that is arranged for string quartet, I have soprano Judith Bergson and Kronos Quartet played with pre-recorded sounds, which also include the archival recording of Einstein's voice explaining the energy formula.
Oh,
because
wow.
In a way to negotiate all those disagreements, you know, knowing how great he was also is a
sure.
little bit.
And to hear this in Princeton.
In Princeton,
you know, of course,
is
you know, this
so
is
beautiful,
this is actually couldn't be better. Well, this is once again music by my guest Alexandra Vrabelov.
Special theory of relativity, that mass and energy are both, are but different manifestations of the same thing, a somewhat unfamiliar conception for the average mind. Furthermore, the equation E is equal mc squared, in which energy is but equal to mass multiplied with the square of the velocity of light, showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy, and vice versa. The mass and energy were in fact equivalent. According to the formula mentioned above, this was demonstrated by
Music by my guest, Alexandra Brebelov. You were looking to Ursong from the opera Mileva, as performed by the Kronos Quartet, along with soprano Judith Berkson. Well, we are down to the last, well, minutes of our program, and we'll have a sign-off selection. But we only heard, Alexandra, about one thing, big thing coming up, your opera. But you have a lot of other things to share with us.
Well, then the next really great thing is a new, it's another piece, newest piece for David Krakauer and Kronos Quartet that's coming up in September. And that was commissioned for the 10th anniversary of the Clarice Smith Center for Performing Arts in Maryland. Oh. And they, as you did get the ASCAP Award for your work, they also just recently got the ASCAP Award for Adventurous Programming.
And wonderful.
It's really exciting to be a part of... to work with people who are so excited about contemporary music. So the new piece is called Babylon, Our Own, and I did a lot of... it was great to write for, to work with David Krakauer, because we got together several times and just he played through the material that I wrote, and I feel that I really wrote a piece for him specifically, which is always the best feeling to have your own performer in mind when you're doing
the
work.
Yeah.
And I think I was lucky for most of my pieces to write for the people who wanted to play them. So immediately the piece becomes even more personal and meaningful, because it's something that we share. And so this is coming in September, and then there is a short song about New York City, about 3 minutes, that's coming up in New York in October for the Five Borough Music Festival.
Oh, okay.
And they commissioned 20 composers to write short pieces about the city. So that's, again, very exciting for me, because I'm a part of that. Again, as you said, there's so many people who write music, and especially if you think of New York, there are so many of us, you know, in the evening, not going anywhere, but just sitting at our desk and doing something. And to be a part of that thing where there are 20 of us doing the same thing, writing a song about New York, is just...
It's a central focus.
Exactly. It makes you really a part of that community of loners, in a way, where, you know, okay, you know, there we are. And this summer, we all were doing that. And then another really nice thing that's coming up is a chamber piece for the Music Contemporary Festival in Louth in Ireland.
We played the recording earlier.
That they released, yes, and they will do a concert of my music with also the piece. They included the piece that I'm going to write for flute, viola, and harp, which I never wrote for that.
It's a great combination.
It's a great combination, so it will be just great to go into that. I haven't started that one yet.
You know, I'm listening to what we've been talking about with the Kronos Quartet. They should do a CD of just your music.
Well, you know, they work so much, and well, that's a nice thing you said. But I did write 7 quartets because of them. So they are a huge force in my life.
Sure.
And I think that for instance, Hold Me Neighbor that you found to be really strong. Some pieces one can write only if there are right people around to perform it, because they get so personal. The music is so personal, and sometimes
you hear their style while you're writing, and you know this
exactly.
is going to work.
And you know that they want to play it if it's intense, if it's unpleasant, if it's beautiful, whatever it is, they're ready to jump into it. And that's what makes that relationship that I have with them so special.
Well, we're going to hear one more short selection after I let you know that you can go to my website if you have any questions about some of the selections or all the selections heard today on both Classical Discoveries and Classical Discoveries Goes Avant Garde. The address on my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist for both programs today will be posted by tomorrow evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions or would like to just simply get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. And Alexandra, what are we going to sign off with?
Well, the last piece is a short tango. It's the closing scene from the children's ballet that I wrote for Providence Festival Ballet 5 years ago. And it's a children's story about a broom that gets befriended by a family and becomes a family member. So
The
broom ballet, yes. So the name of the ballet is The Widow's Broom. It's based on the story of Chris van Allsburg, who I'm sure all parents know of.
Well, we're going to hear that music now, but before we do, I just want to say, Alexandra, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. It was
great to have you, and I'm very glad that we had the opportunity to do this. I've enjoyed your music for a long time.
Thank you so much.
We sign off, and thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back Monday morning between 8:30 and 11, and we'll be presenting another installment of my series, Treasures of Early Music. Now, also, 1 week from today on Classical Discoveries Goes Avant Garde, I will be joined by Joel Thome. He will be with me from 10 a.m. through 1 p.m. He's a composer, a conductor, and an expert on the great Frank Zappa, and we will be devoting the entire program on the Avant Garde edition next week to the music of Frank Zappa, and Joel will be my co-host. So this is going to be an exciting program, and do hope you can join me for that. I'm signing off. Have a great day, and we'll be back Monday morning at 8:30 for Classical Discoveries once again. Again, that will be an early music edition. Thank you.